Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Well, I have a proposition bet for you today, Jay. Actually, it's a two-parter. One, how long will it take to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge? And number two, will they let it be named the Francis Scott Key Bridge again? Or are they going to swing in and say, hey, you know, there's somebody more worthy than that. All that guy did was write the national anthem, which we think has slave overtures.
Yeah, I was that's a very good question. You know what? I'm going to say it'll be named something else.
Right.
And it'll take them about 7 years to get.
Seven years?
Yeah.
Well, wait.
The Bay Bridge, which is the scariest bridge in America, they've been still fixing that for like 15 years, and they've still not done all that.
Well, but it's operational, at least. They're tinkering.
It's operational, but it's literally been like 15 years since making it better. By the way, Francis Scott Key Bridge, not always safe.
Oh, really?
If it was windy, they had a wind. You shouldn't drive over it in the wind. And when it rained, it got slick. That was not my favorite bridge.
So it was a dicey passageway to begin with.
Yeah, it was dicey sometimes. Yeah. And I never like to do it at night. Hence why I wouldn't have crashed on that. I would have been down on there.
What's crazy is that the ship's captain sent out a mayday. And that allowed, I guess, somebody, either bridge workers or the police, to shut traffic off just in time. But there was still an eight-man pothole crew on the bridge when it collapsed. That sucks. I mean, fixing potholes at, you know, midnight anyway on a fucking bridge, it's got to suck to begin with. And then, oh, shit, we're about to die. Imagine running for your life as you see the bridge collapsing. That always scares.
What's the bridge from D.C. to Virginia? Wilson? That's a drawbridge, right?
There's several. Okay, the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, which is down there on the south end of the market. They replaced that with a bigger one, and it took a long time and a lot of money and a lot of fighting and a lot of environmental studies and all this other stuff. But this is a pretty key bridge. They're going to have to build this thing up pretty quick. They first have to get all the shit out of the water because the port, it supplies like 90% of the global trade, the port of Baltimore.
That used to be the hub of Baltimore. Yeah. Going in there, yeah.
Well, it still is. Still is for shipping. That's where we get our shit from China that we buy at places like Costco and Walmart and everything else. Yeah. God, it sucks. Well, I think they're going to do it in under 7 years because, A, it's too key, and secondly, I believe it'll be a federal project, not a Baltimore City project. God help you.
If it's a Baltimore project, it'll be just fucked up.
It'll be five times as expensive.
It's the dumbest city. Oh, my God. Every time they do something, I just go, Jesus Christ, you're so stupid.
Just shake your head. It's a city that unfortunately is pretty corrupt still after all these years.
Well, yeah. Since 1940. Yeah.
Anyway, so I did note, remember when Minneapolis had that bridge collapse? They had the I-35 overpass collapse. 17 people died in that because they were in cars at the time. Oh. And they rebuilt in 13 months. And it seemed like a much bigger, heftier bridge. So I guess when there's a will, there's a way. But they did light up the bridge in Minnesota in red, yellow, and black spotlights. I don't know how you can light it up in black, but that's what they said, because that's the Maryland flag. They wanted to show support, Jay. Hey, you had a bridge that collapsed. We had a bridge that collapsed. Yay, we feel your pain. Good Lord.
Whatever. I was seeing stuff, people mark themselves safe, and I was like, you haven't been over that bridge in like 10 years. Stop it. Stop trying to make it about you.
No. Pray for Baltimore. I'm praying for Baltimore because their bridge collapsed. 7 people died. That's an average Saturday night in some parts of the city.
I'm trying to quit social media every day, and it's getting easier and easier.
Well, that's good. The more we're all closer to quitting is the way it should be. All right. So, Jay, we got a lot of good, juicy stuff to talk about, including a feature set that you have called Can't Quit You. And I'm eagerly looking forward to that at the end. But let's start with this prop bet shaving story and get your take on it. Now there's politicians saying they want to ban prop betting in college sports to prevent the kind of thing that is now embroiling an NBA team in scandal.
I don't understand how you can put the toothpaste back in the cap after they allow betting. I just don't understand it. Every time I hear something new, I go, you can't do anything now. Just let everybody do everything. You can't say you can't do that now. No.
Jonte Porter is the guy, and he plays for the Raptors. And yes. He apparently
I never heard of him before.
No kidding. Couldn't pick him out of the Osmond family photo if they were wearing Christmas sweaters in Utah. Where's Jonte Porter? I don't even know who that is. And he apparently left a couple of games early that helped the under hit in certain props that were heavily bet that night on things like three-pointers attempted. He left the game early with an injured eye or a sore eye. And I'm like, that's the fishiest fucking injury I've ever heard.
But you can believe it? No? Okay.
Well, do I believe his eye was injured? No. Yeah. I believe he was fucking shaving points.
Okay. All right. Eye injury. I can't say on any of it. I can't say if it's true or not. I don't like to say you're cheating and then turns around they're not.
Doesn't it sound like a Judge Smales like injury? Ooh, my arm. Broken. Ooh, my eye is broken. I mean, yeah, I had a very sore fingernail, so I had to leave the game. It's just fishy. And the thing about gambling is, even if you're making millions, you'll still bet. Even if you're like dumb Calvin Ridley, you're a millionaire.
$1 million.
Right, exactly. Can I have you real quick? I'm gonna hang up on you and call you back to see if I can't get a better connection. Is that okay?
Why?
I don't know. It's very crispy. The sound is very crispy and burnt somehow.
I don't know what crispy the fuck means.
Well, I'll send you an audio sample. You can listen. I owe it to my listeners because I gave them bad audio for a guest earlier in the week. I can't do it twice in a week. They'll leave me in droves. Stand by. I don't know what that was, people, but I apologize for the Mr. X and X2 audio. I actually used what I thought would be the best audio, which is FaceTime audio, and I conference called them on it. The software for your iPhone allows you to do that, but it came out wonky, and I was hearing one guy in one ear and the other guy in the other ear, and I thought it'd be okay, and I looked at the waveform, and I thought it was fine, but it was not fine. So Jay right there, I don't know what's going on. We'll see if we get a better connection here.
Any different.
Oh, hi, Jay. How are you? Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
I think it's better. Are you on wireless earbuds?
Yeah.
Or wired?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just because those earbuds pick up little sounds, like you're shuffling plates right now, it sounds like.
No, I'm downstairs looking for some more headphones if I need them. That's
wow, what you hear. Okay. Yes. All right, anyway. So, yeah, prop bets have long been a source of concern with legalized sports betting because of the possibility of a player altering their play in ways that aren't suspicious and may not cost their team a win. Players sometimes have had nights shooting or suffer in-game injuries, meaning when those occurrences take place, they usually appear innocuous. The NBA, like other major pro leagues, relies on their own officials as well as outside integrity experts to monitor for irregularities and to attempt to acquire information. In 2024, earlier this year, Keyshawn Booty, wide out for the Patriots, Keyshawn Boutte, was charged in Louisiana with computer fraud and prohibited gaming. Among the allegations are he made prop bets on his own performances in games at LSU. In college, data indicates he lost about $81,000, however, on his own bets over a two-year period. So, in other words, he was prop shaving himself and still fucking losing.
Boutte, is this spelled B-O-U-T-T-E?
Yeah.
I'm guessing. Yes, right?
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember him at LSU?
I'm looking this up, but I kind of remember this now, yes.
Okay, yeah. So, anyway, we'll see. Look, it's so ridiculous how soaked in gambling now sports and sports media is and how hypocritical they are, because it used to be this, oh my God, you can't even talk about it. Think about it. Well, we're not about that. Remember when, Jay, ESPN didn't do any fantasy football because they felt like it was not what sports is supposed to be about? It wasn't illegal to do it. They just were like, nose in the air, sniff. Yes, we don't do that. I forget what year that was, but it was just such a crazy stance because fantasy football was exploding at the time.
And then they decided we're just going to jump both feet in to gambling and fantasy. Yeah.
Then somebody waved a few gold bars of money under their nose, and they said, "What? What's that again? Never mind.
We can make money on this?
Right.
Thank you."
And then otherwise, honest brokers like Reese Davis are bragging about it is risk-free investing, not gambling, and asked to apologize for it, dipshit.
Who is it, by the way? Have you seen the lineup of people who do gambling?
Meaning they're analysts or those who have been tabbed to be the face of ESPN Bet?
I think they're faces and analysts.
Okay. Well,
it used to be one girl who worked here named Anita Marks.
Oh, Anita Marks is now on ESPN as ESPN. One of their gambling people?
Yeah, yes.
How's old Anita doing these days? You kind of knew her, didn't you?
Yeah, she was okay. But my thing is, I don't know how much she really knows about gambling.
Oh, there's no question some of them are put out there just as a pretty face. Now, Anita's our age, so I would say her prime television pretty face days are kind of over.
Oh God. Jesus.
What? Did I say something wrong?
You just said he's over. You know, you're just saying you're old as hell. You're over the bridge. That's what you said.
That's
literally what you just said.
I'm old. She's our age. She's past her peak pretty face television years. Nothing wrong or offensive about that. Television, Jay, is a visual medium that favors the pretty, both men and women, and it favors those with hair. I know this firsthand.
I'm going to have to say I'm against what you just said. I think that's morally wrong.
Okay.
Anna Storm, still a very pretty woman. True, yay or nay?
Yes, but that was never her act.
Okay. But
Linda Cohn, that was never her act.
Linda Cohn, though, she went in for a 50G or a 50 mile.
tune up.
Upgrade.
The 50-year tune up, the upgrade, the nip, the tuck, this, that. Hey, Listen, that's why cosmetic surgery is a multi-billion dollar industry in America. People want to look good.
What was your girl who was on ESPN and you had a far away crush on her? Dana
Jacobson.
Looks extremely good now.
Dana Jacobson looks clean. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's a mother to kids, and she is aging gracefully and appropriately. Speaking of aging and women that used to be really, really hot, guess who turned 65 today? The star of Dirty Dancing, Jennifer Grey.
See, that nose kind of killed her career. She got that nose done.
Yes.
It was like,
She had this adorable, cute, kind of one-of-a-kind nose that was not basically the prototype pretty skinny white girl nose. So
it gave her a look.
It gave her a flavor. It gave her a feeling. So she became America's sweetheart in Dirty Dancing. And then she got a nose job, and then her career tanked. And she said in interviews afterwards, I regret it because nobody hired me after that.
Yeah. The last time I remember her in something of worthy, she was on a couple episodes of Friends. Yes.
Interesting.
Aniston's best friend.
Right. So regarding these, some of these women that are, you know, sports gambling analysts and or hosts on networks and or radio stations or radio networks, some of them I'm sure are quite sharp and they lean into all the angles and here's why this is a good bet tonight. Some of them may actually have a pretty significant history of betting their own money and losing their own money and winning on sports. But let's not kid ourselves. I don't think Erin Dolan is on ESPN because she's got some great wagering algorithm. You know who she is, right?
I know. I've seen, because they have a show called The Bet. I think that's what it's called. And it, for whatever reason, I got one night of watching it, 10 minutes of it.
Yeah, she's quite beautiful, quite young, and does a decent job on TV of being on TV. But I don't know if I'm going to lay a dime on one of her picks just because she says so. But hey, it might as well be her while showing you a pretty face than some old, slouch who's also on a cold streak that would kill off the GDP of a small nation.
Would you take her in an over-under MLB bets with X or her? Who would you take?
Oh, on MLB season totals?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Not her. Mr. X, that's his wheelhouse. But, I hear
it
from...
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Oh, you want to question his...
Yeah. Is it?
Wow. Are you saying his documented record of 70%+ correct
is it?
Are you saying,
I'm going to say this again.
I hear you saying it. Are you saying that is not accurate?
Again, I'm going to say it for the fifth time. Is it really? Okay. Is it?
All right. Well, you can. I don't know what I can supply you with that would satisfy your curiosity. Of the many things X is or is not, he knows how to pick season totals in baseball. That said, sometimes his season totals cannot be found by anyone else.
Okay. All right.
Sometimes people come to me and go, hey, man, he's got the Phillies at 88.5. I don't see that anywhere. It's 91, 92 where I'm putting down my bets. And I say, well, that does vary. The closer you get to the season, it varies on the money coming in, and it varies on the book. I can't go police everything. That's number one. Number two, I have had people tell me this year in particular, some outlets are not posting the season totals. They must be by now, tomorrow's opening day. But basically, they weren't posting them as of Monday of this week, saying, we're waiting on our supplier to give us the number for this, so we're not putting it out right now, which seems kind of bullshit as well. They might want to be limiting their action on that or limiting their exposure. I don't know what's going on.
I've heard the crazy one that the Yankees are 95 over is the – that's what everybody's saying. I'm like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
I heard that one and I was like, well, this guy didn't know shit because the Yankees are old and the only thing old teams do is get older. I was like, that's insane, 95 wins for the Yankees. I wanna place that somewhere. And I will go under big time on that.
Yeah. Aaron Dolan was a sports reporter at PHL 17 in Philadelphia, sideline reporter for the Philadelphia Wings. She graduated from Penn State in 2018 with a broadcast journalism degree.
Hey, how about that?
And then she was on air at FanDuel and PointsBet Sportsbooks, creating sports betting content across their social channels and various programming. Additionally, she co-hosted a weekly YouTube and Twitch show called Girls Who Bet. So, in other words, don't come at me saying she's on TV because she's pretty. She angled herself. She positioned herself as, it's not like this is just great betting advice. Hey, I'm a girl who bets. Yay.
I'm looking at these pictures of her on Instagram. Yeah, it's about her.
She's got, as the kids say, big main character energy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, look, good for her.
That's why you're on there. Yeah.
Yeah, good for her. You know what it is? It's like girl gamers in the gaming world. You're aware of them, right?
No.
So in the gaming world, there's a whole, you know, some of the big stars of video games and video gamers are these girls, many of whom are pretty hot or have big tits or are sexually suggestive in their playing of World of Warcraft. Does it matter to the fucking game? No. But if you're some Doritos eating incel in front of your PS5 all day, you're going to want to like follow them on YouTube or Twitch, right?
You probably would because they're cute. Pretty. Yeah.
I'd like to kiss her. Think if I think if I met her and we talked video games, she'd want to kiss me maybe.
Yeah, that's how that works. All right.
Yeah. Item number 3. Draymond Green should fire his therapist. He's back. Last night, clotheslining Pat Beverly. Patty Mills. Here's the audio. Take a listen.
It's for the 10th and final spot. Bam. We got away, but I don't know if it's going to count or not.
It's going to count. It's going to count. And the referee just said score, and it looks like they're going to call it on Draymond Green, who, boy, oh, boy, did he grab Patty Mills, looked like by the throat here. This is, watch this replay here. Watch what he does to Patty Mills. Just pulls him back by the throat there. They're going to review that for sure.
That will be reviewed to see if it's going to be a flagrant foul. Look at this.
Man.
Yikes. Dangerous play by...
Okay, the announcers...
looking at it.
The announcers clearly Raptors homers. It was a bad look, but at the same time, I thought he was supposedly getting better at this. What's going on?
What's that guy for Duke who always this happened to him?
Oh, Kyle Filipowski?
No. The one who's a human person.
Oh, yeah. Grayson Allen.
And he was always tripping someone.
Serial tripper.
Draymond is a serial flagrant fouler.
He really is. It's really part of his game. He likes to be on the edge. And what's crazy is...
That doesn't even look like an accident. I'm looking at it. Look like an accident.
Right. Now, Patty Mills kind of sold it a bit, didn't he?
Let me say no. Just Draymond being Draymond.
Is he? I'm trying to use your phrase.
Is he selling it? Is he?
Is he? What I just find amazing is that Draymond Green has an AT&T ad.
I saw that last weekend. Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's
not funny. You know, sometimes you make a bad decision and then you got to make a good decision and then you make another bad decision and then another good one. And all you can do is grow. And he looks into the camera with just the softest, sweetest face. Like, I'm trying.
That's one to grow on.
Stop rewarding assholes. There are so many decent, if not great, guys in sports that should be getting this stuff. Please, corporate America, stop rewarding the dicks.
I'm going to say We'll come to him later again.
Okay, here we go. Item number four. I need Diddy 101 for white guys from UJ. I don't know how serious any of this is, although it's serious, obviously. Homeland fucking Security raided both mansions. But I don't even know what Diddy's deal is. Give me Diddy 101.
On what? His...
Just do you like him? Does he do good music?
Is
he
a smart
businessman?
Shit. I've never liked Diddy as a music artist. Okay. He's just trash. He's always trash to me. But
bigger trash than 50 Cent, who was killing him, by the way, on social media last night. 50.
Well, at least, 50 Cent was an artist.
Diddy was not an artist?
He's trash. What he would do in a song. Some like Biggie would make a song, and Diddy would say something on the track like yeah, and then he'd be like,
he was
there
a
you
yeah
go.
Yeah guy that turned into a multi-billionaire.
He would just put like something in everybody's record. And do you remember the fight at the Source Awards? It's with Suge Knight.
Okay, I don't, but I'm going to listen intently.
Okay, so at the Source, there was a whole big East Coast, West Coast thing. And the next award was won by the West Coast Suge Knight camp.
Okay.
And Suge Knight comes on and says, if anybody want to be an artist and don't have to worry about the producer all up in the video, the producer dancing, come to Death Row. That was towards Diddy, because that's what he did.
Yes. Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Diddy apparently...
I think Diddy's trash. He's always been trash to me.
All right. Diddy once dated J-Lo. Remember that? From 99 to 2001. Also dated Naomi Campbell.
Yes.
And most recently,
Jennifer Lopez almost went to jail over
what?
Diddy. Yeah, there was a New Year's Eve shooting. And I think, and I'm going up, the artist on Diddy's label, Shine, was the one who had the gun. And yeah. J-Lo got in trouble over that. A lot of trouble over that.
And Jenny from the block is like, look, I'm building my own fucking empire. I don't need your nonsense.
I'm out of here.
Right.
That's right. I'm out of here.
Right. Yeah. So this, the current, his former girlfriend, the most current one, Cassandra Cassie Ventura, she's the one filing a civil lawsuit claiming P. Diddy did all kinds of terrible stuff to her. Do you know anything about her?
I know nothing about her.
Okay.
I know nothing about her.
All right. She's 37, and, well, she looks great. She looks like a little bit of a ethnified Demi Lovato, which is not a terrible look.
Remember when his brother was going to UCLA, and he got into a fight with one of the coaches at UCLA?
That's right. How did that work out? He got in the fight in the weight room, right?
He hit him with a kettlebell.
That's got to hurt. That's going to leave a mark.
The label? Steve Stout. He hit him with a champagne bottle.
Oh, my God.
Just like walked into his office and did something happen. And
Diddy's.
He got pissed off and hit Steve Stout. Yeah.
Diddy's son apparently chewed out defensive back Justin Combs and threw a kettlebell at him. And the coach was apparently riding Combs hard, saying, I don't care if your dad's here. This is UCLA. Yeah. Like there's some big winning program. Listen to the USC fan. Laugh at that one right there. This is UCLA.
Yeah.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At MyBookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Item 5. Is Caleb Williams gay? Not that there's anything wrong with it. Painted fingernails, lip gloss, pink phone case at the most recent USC game involving Juju Watkins.
This is a thing, really?
I said not that there's anything wrong with it.
That's people who have nothing else to do, but let's think of this one up.
Okay, let's say we know for a fact he's not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with being straight.
I don't give two fucks paints his nail.
That's a lie.
Can he throw that out? Yes. Then I'm happy with that.
You're lying saying you don't give two fucks about this weirdness.
No, I don't give two fucks. No.
Yes, you do. You give at least a quarter of a fuck. You have to.
No, why do I have to?
It's weird, bro.
That he paints his nails, I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
It doesn't make you can. If you were a Bears fan, would you go, "Oh boy, what's this guy all about?"
And when he wins a Super Bowl, they will go, "Oh, he's still great."
He better. He better win big, because if he doesn't win big, then all this other stuff that's kind of a little bit weird and flamboyant. Not that there's anything wrong with being flamboyant, becomes a pain point for fans who are like, what the hell? It's sort of like when RG3 wore the arm sleeve and the glove on his non-throwing hand because he said, it looks cool. That's what Michael Jackson used to do.
I have no thoughts on any fashion that anyone's done. I don't care about Eddie.
Okay, if he was
frivolous to me.
Okay, if he was an out in public crossdresser.
Jesus. What did I just say?
The answer is no.
Can he throw the out? Can he hit the deep hole? That's all I care about. Right.
Did you?
I don't care.
Did you watch his pro day? Were you blown away?
I watched it for 5 minutes. I was like, wow, he's throwing to no one.
Pro days are the dumbest, aren't they?
I hate pro days. They're so stupid. I just hate them.
They're a waste of jet fuel money and hotel stays. And the way the media then fawns over the pro day and imparts value to it is so comical. It's so dumb. I want to drag out the old pro days that they used to fawn over for quarterbacks who ended up being complete shitbergs, like Zach Wilson. Hey, let's go run the tape of what ESPN people said about Zach Wilson after his pro day.
Just like the quarterback in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. They're hyping J.J. McCarthy because his pro day. His coach, being the homer that he is, says, best pro day I've ever seen.
That's still not true.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. He threw to nobody.
I know.
And inside. Yeah, that's how football's played.
It's so dumb. It's like, so when are we playing a game with two people only and no defense and in shorts? Because when that game comes, hey, he's going to be good.
Who's going to be the bust of the quarterback class this year? That's what I'm...
Okay. That's a good one you've swerved onto right now.
I'm going with May as mine. Drake? He's got Trubisky part two all over to him.
Drake May has the widest spread of opinions that I've seen so far, because I've seen super strong, this is the best guy in the draft, this is the best guy I've seen in years, and then there is, don't see it, doesn't have it, warning, caution. Apparently Merrill Hodge does not like Drake May.
He didn't like anybody.
He didn't like Caleb Williams either. Maybe he's turning an old man shakes fist at cloud.
I think he is.
Well,
now, if you ask me the guy that's going to surprise me, because Michael Penix Jr.
Nah, he sucks.
He sucks.
Even the experts know, they're like, nice kid, he sucks. He played at Indiana for a long time. I mean, what the hell?
That's the guy I'm going to go with as the surprise of the quarterback class.
Okay. All right. I think I bet the bust will be Caleb. Sorry, Jay. And I believe the best of the class will be the skinny kid from LSU who's going to somehow avoid getting killed.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. That's another
Jaden Daniels.
Oh, God. I saw him for 3 years at Arizona State. No. Not that guy. No.
Did you see last year at LSU, Jay?
I saw him. Just like Bo Nix. Bo Nix is another guy, ain't it? Where people think he's good. Yeah. I saw him for 3 years in the SEC, and he sucked.
Yeah, Bo Nix is – you know what Bo Nix is going to be? Bo Nix is going to be Jake Fromm. Jake Fromm was like, you know, he's got all the measurables of a pro quarterback. Played at a big school, Georgia. Played in the SEC. He's got that pro-style offense experience. Couldn't play dead in the Western, much less in the NFL. That'll be Bo Nix for you right there. McCarthy, I'm not sure about. I mean, like, we know any better. The thing, though, is we on the couch are only one click less informed than the experts, because it's a huge mystery even to them.
Like, I'm still on my Anthony Richardson is a bust just waiting to happen.
Oh, right. It's just his bust process has been frozen for the moment because of the injury.
He took a year off. Yeah.
I tend to agree. I think he's a phenomenal athlete. I think he was surprising a lot of people in the NFL with just how athletic he was, and he was making some plays. But, yeah, I would bet the under on the long term on that. But, hey, good luck coming back from your injury. All right, let's move on. Have you seen what our new college football playoff is going to do to late December when it comes to being able to watch football, including the NFL?
I have not.
There is a span from December 22nd until January 1st in which you can watch either a college football playoff game or an NFL game every one of those days but two. It is a veritable orgy of football starting 2 days before Christmas. Oh, my God. You will not be watching It's a Wonderful Life next year because there'll be too much damn football on.
I won't be watching Charlie Brown's Christmas. No.
Well, you'll have to watch it earlier in December before the, before the playoffs begin. Item number seven, the college portal. There's now like 830 names in the basketball portal alone. Thoughts?
I guess they're all going to go to the SEC or Big Ten, I guess, because that's the only two. A lot of people are leaving for ACC schools.
They're leaving where the money is.
Yeah.
How about this? Do you know that some estimates are that 60% of guys that go in the portal never get out? They don't find a new school, and they're not taken back at their old school. 60%, Jay. That's crazy.
That's your own fault. That's your own fault.
Well, yeah, but it's also just sort of a nature of if – because all these guys are used cars, right? And many of them enter the portal in sort of a fit of anger, like, I'm not being used right, or I'm not getting minutes, or this is bullshit, right? So their numbers are bad. They're kind of damaged goods. They're like kind of hot but crazy girlfriends who have been dumped. The schools that are shopping in the portal really are cautious to go, is this guy worth the trouble? Like, there was a guy for NC State that punched out already, and he was averaging 2.8 points per game. They're still playing. The portal is open until May 1st, and as soon as the Wolfpack made the tournament, he's like, okay, I'm out of here. And you looked up his stats, you're like, bro, you're 2.8 a game. I don't know about that, man.
There's a guy who played at Maryland. Caleb Swanigan, I think it's, yeah. 7 foot, nothing. Put his name in the portal. I'm like, who wants you? you're Edie just worse than he is.
Right.
So where are you going to find it? I don't get it.
All right. Speaking of that, can I get your thoughts on the tournament after now two rounds through weekend number one? Sweet 16 is set. Thoughts, observations, pet peeves, and or who do you like now?
The team that I'm liking and rooting for is NC State.
Okay.
The team that I think will flame out, because I don't think they shoot well, is Houston.
Okay.
Even though they're athletic as hell.
Yep.
But they got a game in them where they're going to be like 1 for 30 from 3-point. I see that coming.
Okay.
SEC, thank you for playing. you'll get your gifts later. That they suck. That conference sucked this
Well,
year.
Tennessee is still alive.
That's one school.
But and Clemson, my Cinderella, still alive.
That's a Cinderella? No.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Wait. Clemson's ACC. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I just thought you said Clemson's your – that's your
– Yeah, so SEC team still alive. Here's your list. Tennessee. That's the list.
Yeah.
UConn.
How did they work out for you?
I know. UConn looks like a wagon. Purdue looks like a wagon. Any wild cards in there?
People like Illinois, and I've seen a lot of Illinois. They don't have a point guard. I can't trust a team without a point guard.
Right.
So I can't pick them.
What if Gonzaga wins it all this year with
that's
their,
not going to happen.
With their, that's what not everyone says. Not going to happen. Not the best Gonzaga team they've had, but, you know.
I hate Mark Few, by the way, also.
Oh, boy, why?
He thinks he's like the Krzyzewski now, and he just, you know, lets to hear him. When Turgeon quit, he just berated the fans. I'm like, you fucking haven't won anything.
Oh, he lectured the fans?
Yes.
At Maryland over, talk bad about Mark Turgeon. He's a good coach and a good man. You were lucky to have him, and now he's gone.
Something like that. I hate Mark Few. Always second place. Mark. You're always second place.
Yeah.
Second place.
Hey, Mark, stay in your lane, which is way over there on the West Coast.
Well, you play nobody for half the season.
Yeah, but they've made 9 straight Sweet 16s.
And then they're out.
Hey.
By the Sweet 16.
Hey, that's pretty fucking good. You got to give them that. Item number 8. Apparently ESPN wants out, Jay, of their MLB deal early.
Oh, that sucks.
Isn't it heartbreaking to know that this was once the network that proudly had Sunday Night Baseball and would have every night Baseball Tonight with Carl Ravage and Company, and you could watch an hour-long show with baseball highlights and analysis to stay up to date on your good old American pastime.
And now they'll probably go all in for women's gymnastics.
Right. And now they're like, yeah. Do you want this back? These rights? Cause we're not making any money off of it. It's not,
they're just going to fire everybody from, how do you know? Well,
I think a lot of it is they realize, look, if you're a super baseball hardo, you're going to watch MLB Network. MLB Network has those shows now. I don't know what they're called, but I've stumbled into them. And most people can get, if they really want it, on a premium tier MLB Network.
I would just like, on my Sunday show, just give me an hour like they used to do, an hour before the Sunday night game.
Yeah. Hey, why can't AI resurrect the great Paul Allen? Or no, not Paul Allen, the great announcer who would do This Week in Baseball. He was the Phillies guy. He was the Phillies guy that would announce This Week in Baseball.
Allen is his last name. Right. Mel Allen.
Yes, there you go. Good old Mel Allen. Wouldn't that be fucking great? Was This Week in Baseball, Jay, a 1 hour?
Yeah, Cliff Notes.
I know. Was it a 1 hour or was it a half an hour show? It was on a Saturday mornings.
Here's what you got. Your 9 o'clock. Well, at least I got it at 9 o'clock. You got Johnny Bench on the baseball bunch, and then you get This Week in Baseball afterwards. It was nine o'clock. Yeah, and then 9:30 was This Week in Baseball.
Each week to read there you go.
Major leaguers top the charts in the various offensive and pitching.
Gotta love that sweet VCR static and the warble.
From one bobble to another, this unbelievable blunder by Tommy John.
Tommy John. This was from 1988. So Tommy John, the Tommy John that they named the surgery after, was still fucking pitching.
If I know this off the top of my head, the theme of that song was called Gathering Crowds.
Yes, we used it.
Thank you. Yes.
Hold on. Let me get that, because you know we can't get off of it till I get it. Gathering Crowds.
That's true.
Dun, this week.
Pirates coming back.
Oh, no. No, I'm thinking about
something
else.
That was the ending.
Oh, this is so magnificent, isn't it?
I can still see they have the Fernando wind up as part of that one.
I mean, how about
Mike Schmidt hitting a home run? Yeah.
Listen to this music. Nothing about it says fucking baseball. Like, it's this, highfalutin orchestral sort of thing, soaring. There's no punctuation, no staccato, no edge to it. And they were like, yeah, fuck it. Let's use it for the show. Composed by John Scott. All right, let me find out what the closing music to This Week in Baseball. That was a dun 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 dun.
That was the opening.
Are you sure?
I'm 100 positive. Yeah,
oh, okay. 100 positive. All right. Well, maybe Gathering Crowds was the close then.
Gathering Crowds was the ending. The opening was Jets and it went dun 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 dun.
And what was it called, by the way?
That one I had
a name. Oh, here it is. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. So you remember the name of the title?
The opening? No, I don't remember the name of the opening.
You said it.
I said the ending was Gathering Crowds.
Did you not just say Jet Set was the title track of the opener? Because it's called Jet Set.
I don't think I said that.
Oh, okay. I'm putting words in your mouth right now.
I didn't know it.
Hey, everybody. Get ready for some twin killings this week. Wow, the San Diego Padre is really crazy, isn't he, kids?
Cal Hrabowski from the Mets, from the Braves.
Hey, yeah. Steve Garvey has really got his bat on fire, doesn't he?
And there he goes, that Freddie Patek.
Odomy McDowell with the flip down shades in the outfield.
Dick Trago.
Oh shit! We you and I would go back to that time right now if we could, right?
Oh yes, to watch that. Yes, not knowing about everything, I would definitely love to go back to that.
All right, one more before can't quit you. McDonald's, Jay, plans to sell Krispy Kreme donuts at all of their locations starting in 2026. What could possibly go wrong? Are you
America
fucking kidding me? Right. As if get fatter is right. Like, McDonald's is already the most trash, full of bad stuff fast food ever that's been engineered to hit the sweet spot in terms of satiating you, and you're going to add to it the sugar equivalent of Krispy Kreme? Fuck you, McDonald's. I'll have two. Thank you very much.
I have not been to a McDonald's
in a while, huh?
6 months. Yeah.
Good for you. By conscious choice or just haven't run into one?
I haven't run into because
they're hard to find. Yeah, they're hard to find.
Closer.
Yeah, they're hard to find. They're really hidden. You know, you don't know where they are. There's not a whole lot of locations for the old McDonald's. What's that? Oh, really? Oh, wow. Okay. Hold on. I'm getting this information in from my producer. None of that is true. They're easy to find.
They're everywhere.
They're fucking everywhere.
Yes, they're.
They have huge. They'll sometimes put the McDonald's sign on a 200-foot pole on the side of the highway. I love those, by the way.
Here's a great one on Ritchie Highway in that pass. Going to on 50, the Ritchie Highway going to 50. There's one on the left and right hand side. So they get you going and coming.
So fat literally, ass lazy America does not need to actually. Them. Yeah.
Yeah, you can see them.
That's so funny. I love it. I love it when you're traveling and then you see you're kind of getting weary and you're looking off at the distance and you look up in the sky over the tree line on the side of the road and you're like, what is that? Oh, it's a McDonald's at this stop. Okay, let's pull over. And they put a McDonald's sign on literally like a 200-foot pole. And you say, wow, okay, well, good to know. All right, time for Jay's feature piece. He called me twice this week in short notice, which usually means, oh, shit.
Because I would have forgot. That's fine.
I know. Something's really wrong. You called me. I was doing yard work. I'm like, meh, I'll deal with it later, Jay. Leave me a voicemail. And then you call me again, and I'm like, oh, shit, I hope it's not something bad. It was just you with an idea that you didn't want to let slip out of your fingers, and it was... You called it Can't Quit You. Explain.
And there's someone who they've lost it, but you're like, I don't care. I still love them. I don't care what they do.
Lost I'm it still- in terms of their ability and they're not good anymore in sports, or they've lost their looks if they're an actress or
actor.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just something. Yes, yeah, something. You could even. One of mine is a band.
Interesting. Okay, so these are things or people, bands, actors, athletes, actresses that you are loyal to, even though you know they've even gone crazy or annoying, have lost their fastball, whatever.
Yes, and I have five. I have five.
Okay, let's hear them.
Well, not my first one, but the one on the list that I immediately jotted down. Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
I'm a Mike Tyson stan. I was at first. I've always have been. And even though I know it's nothing good can come of him from fighting Jake Paul, I'm still like, I still love Tyson. Always.
And you will root for Mike Tyson in the Jake Paul fight.
Always root for Mike Tyson.
Why don't we buy the pay-per-view and have a party?
See, that's the thing, dude. I really want to sit and watch that because I don't think they're not going to do anything. They're not going to do anything to hurt each other.
Oh, it's going to be a bullshit exhibition. That's a money grab. Worse than the Connor McDavid ones, and that's hard to even imagine that it'd be worse.
Oh God, that was. By the way, you know there were people who had telling me that they had a chance of him beating Mayweather. I wanted to punch those people in their face.
People bought into it. People got suckered into it. Yeah, they talked themselves into that nonsense. And then they pawed at each other for however many rounds and said, sweet, we just made a lot of money. You cool? All right, I'm cool. Great. Total bullshit. Here's your boy, Mike Tyson.
I like doing other things, too. I like getting high. I like hanging out with my kids. I like drinking a little. I just like to do a lot of other things now.
It's still my guy.
Still your guy. Okay, next.
Scariest man on the planet.
Next. Can't quit you.
Eddie Murphy.
Now, fuck I know, yes, Eddie Murphy. Yes. I'm with you on this one big time.
Even though I know he's had some shitty movies. Coming to America 2 was a piece of shit.
Well, it was a sequel.
But it was a piece of shit. Beverly Hills Cop 3, piece of shit. He had like 15 movies in a row that was shitty. But still, I am in for everything he does because he's still the funniest man who I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, you know why for me, I'm with you on that, is because Eddie Murphy was so formative and so imprinted on me as a teenager when the movie Raw came out.
Yes.
And that, I never laughed so hard in my life that Eddie Murphy is crystallized forever in my brain, and I could never quit him either. Eddie Murphy.
The first one was Delirious, and I remember that my friends and I, we knew every single word to that movie, to that show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And that was like, one where you had to go to the theater multiple times to memorize it.
No, that came out on HBO.
Oh,
so that's why
Delirious.
Yeah,
okay.
So that was the one he has the red leather on. Yes.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay. All right. Next. Mike Tyson, Eddie Murphy, next.
Jennifer Aniston. Now, I know she no longer throws 97 with leg movement.
She does not, sadly.
I know she's had a lot of work done.
Yes.
But every time I see her, I perk up and I go, there's my girl Jenny. There's
Rachel from Friends. Bless her heart.
That's right. I can never say anything bad about her. I always stick up for her. Still love me, Jenny.
Even though you know she must be batshit crazy.
Yeah, I know.
In Hollywood, where every crazy, dysfunctional woman still has a series of men willing to pay a ticket and get on the fucking ride for an undetermined amount of time, nobody's even on the ride anymore with her. It's crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
But still, he's still my Jenny. I love her.
At her peak, she inspired a nationwide haircut. Where pretty much you could go into a salon as a woman, and if you said, give me the Jennifer Aniston, they would know it without even seeing a picture.
Was she a world's number one?
I don't think she ever got to a true number one, because she was a steady presence on the pop culture scene. She was never like dominatingly hot like Britney
Spears.
Jolie
was a number one, girl number one.
Who?
Jolie.
Yeah.
Are you saying Angelina Jolie?
Oh,
the actress?
Oh, okay. Angelina Jolie.
She goes by one name. You mean who?
She didn't go by Jolie.
I was being funny, but everybody knows
her. Okay. No, I thought you said Jolene. And I'm like, that's the name of a Dolly Parton song.
Yeah,
about a woman.
Jolene.
Okay.
Angelina Jolie was number one.
Well, I think also to be the world's number one, you have to have a dangerous sex object edge to you. And I believe that Jennifer Aniston always still projected as the plucky, fun girlfriend you could squint and envision. Is that fair? Because of her role in Friends?
You might be right. Yeah. And we saw... Well, I think she might have been
number one. She did a few movies. They weren't very good. We're the Millers is maybe the biggest grossing movie she's done. But she didn't have that
sex pot. You know she did one with Jay Moore? Do you remember that? You remember the one she did with... You hate Jay Moore, right? You don't like him either, right?
He's a cocksucker. He's the worst. Scumbag, douchebag, filthy, drug-addicted asshole. But yeah, I'm not a fan.
Here is... What the rumors about this, that when he got hired with her, she said something like, can you get someone more handsome than him?
Yeah.
I don't like Jay Moore either.
Yeah, I'm looking up Jennifer Aniston's IMDb. Was it The Good Girl?
That was the one where she showed some side boob once.
Okay.
Yes. Seen that one? Picture Perfect was on with Jay Moore.
She was in Office Christmas Party.
That she was very good in that. She was very good in that. But she was funny as hell in that movie.
Horrible Bosses and Horrible Bosses
she was
too.
Horrible Bosses, she was very funny in that also.
Burning Love.
Never saw it.
Cougar Town. That was a TV series. I think she had a cameo, one episode. Cougar Town was the vehicle for her other friend star, who went way overboard with
Courtney Love
plastic surgery.
Courtney Cox. Sorry.
Courtney Cox, yes, not Courtney Thorne Smith either from Melrose Place. Okay, ooh. I'm out of Courtney's.
Ooh.
You got a chance to steal the category if you can think of one more Courtney right now.
Courtney Love. I said Courtney Love.
Yeah, I want someone besides that.
Courtney Love, Courtney Cox.
Okay, we're done. Along Came Polly. I can't believe I forgot that one.
I thought she was good in that also.
She's very good in that one.
She had some good. Bruce Almighty, she was good in.
Yeah.
Marley and Me, even though the dog died, and I never want to watch that movie.
Whoa. Spoiler. Come on, man. Haven't seen it yet.
If we do that with you, it'll be 8,000 movies.
I was going to watch Marley and Me and say, all right, I'm ready to settle in for a story about a dog that lives forever.
Nope.
That's got to be the story, right? This dog never dies, right? And everyone's happy?
Yeah.
He's a good boy for all the time. Is that it?
You ever see the one with Vince Vaughn, The Breakup, which I think is one of the best relation movies ever, because that's how it is. That's exactly how it is.
There is an incredible scene that made me viscerally uncomfortable watching it. Let me see if I can find that. Aniston fight scene. Yeah. I love Vince Vaughn, by the way. Vince Vaughn is one of my can't quit hims. I fucking love that guy.
I like Vince Vaughn.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Sorry. Typing. 6 minutes and 12 seconds. I'll punch into the middle of it, see what it says.
You mean that you do like flour?
No, this is not about... You're not getting it. You're not getting this, Gary. Okay, it's not about the lemons. It's not about the flowers. It's not about the dishes. It's just... how many times do I have to drop hints about the ballet?
You know I can't... Brooke, come here. We talked about the damn ballet. I hate the goddamn ballet. You got a bunch of dudes in tights flopping around for 3 hours. It's like a medieval techno show. It's a nightmare. I sit there in a sweat. The whole thing. I do. When the hell's the guy?
By the way, she was looking so fine in this movie.
Again.
I'm trying to think of the year of this, but I mean, very skinny, by the way. She looks
hard. 2007, 2008.
It's not about you loving the ballet, Gary. It's about the person that you love loves the ballet, and you want to spend time with that person.
Not when they're at the ballet.
Okay, forget the ballet. Forget the ballet. We don't go anywhere together.
We just went to Notre Dame together.
Ann Arbor.
To the Michigan Notre Dame game. You think
good memory.
Screaming drunk kids and leprechauns doing backflips, that's fun. That's fun for me. Come on, man. I did that for you. How do you show up for me?
I'm up on the bus every goddamn day for you.
Come on.
I'm busting my ass to be the best tour guide in the damn city so I can make enough money to support both of us, and hopefully you won't have to work one day.
I want to work.
All I ask, Brooke, is that you show a little bit of appreciation, that I just get 20 minutes to relax when I come home instead of being attacked with questions and nagged the whole damn thing.
You think that I nag you?
It goes on for another 3 minutes. I mean, we don't have time for the whole thing here, but yeah.
But that's what it is. That's what it is.
All right. Your last can't quit you.
You too.
Really?
Yes, they are huge douchebags right now. They have been for like the last 15 years. You too. Bono is a huge douchebag.
But
The Edge is a shitty guitarist. I know. But they're the band of my youth. I've seen them 8 times. I can never quit U2. I can never quit U2.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You know, I picked U2's Vertigo as my banger rejoin 1 week, and it lost by 0.5%. And I said, you people are absolute haters. This is a banger of a song. Is it complicated in its lyrics or themes? No. But it's a straight banger from a iconic global banned. What are you doing, people? And the comments to the show were just, I'm sick of them. You know, the people were still mad about the time they forced the U2 album onto your new phone.
That was, again, not a good look for that one also. Yes. I know. I can't quit. Again, Bono is a huge, huge douchebag. But right. I still love
Jay, I'm going to ask for a one-week extension on my assignment because, I'll be honest, I couldn't grasp quite your concept, but I love it and I get it now. I just need a week to get my list. Will you grant me, Professor, a one-week extension, please?
I can make fun of your list.
No, all righty then. No, I liked your list. I felt you on your list on a number of elements, so there you go. All right, Jay, as always, a pleasure, and as we are taught to say by Ken Beatrice...
Bye-bye
now. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.